And so the waitress appeared. "Here are some menus," she set two on the table. "What can I get you to drink?"
"An IPA on tap," I said. I looked at Frankie. "I'm sure they've got a bottle of red, unless you'd rather stick with water."
"I'll have what he's having," she said.
The waitress didn't bother to write anything down. "They'll be up in a sec."
"You look surprised by my order,"
Frankie said as the waitress left the table. She was using my words against me. "I am. Pleasantly surprised, actually."
Her body was starting to relax, and the glimmer was returning to her eyes.
"Looks like my concoction is kicking in."
"It is," she agreed. "And to clarify, wine is my drink of choice, but a cold beer once in a while is great, too."
"Good to know."
"There are a lot of things you don't know, Mr. Block."
"I don't doubt that."
I glanced down to read the menu, but still felt her gaze on me. I chose what I wanted to order and peered at her again. We caught eyes briefly before she looked at her menu.
"Don't look away on my account."
Her cautious stare returned.
"I don't plan on looking anywhere but at you tonight."
She began to play with the chunk of hair that was resting over her shoulder. The waitress delivered our drinks and stayed long enough to take our dinner order. Frankie had gulped a quarter of her beer before the waitress left our table. She wiped the foam from her lip and said, "So, we were talking about professional boundaries?"
"Were we?"
"It was 2 minutes ago. You've forgotten already."
"No, I didn't forget."
Her nipples were hard, poking through her shirt, taunting the hell out of me.
"I just didn't think that was the topic."
"Well," she bit her lip and released it. "It will be now."
"I thought you'd want to take a break from the heavy talk."
"And what would make you think I needed a break?" She squirmed in her seat. I could tell my eyes were too much for her. She wasn't used to my intensity, my hunger, and she hadn't even gotten a real taste of it yet.
"Intuition?"
She took another sip. "Maybe we can just move on? Please?" She'd learn soon that she wouldn't be determining the direction of that.
"We're looking for the same thing, Frankie. You want to represent my building, and I don't want anyone but you to sell the units."
"Why do I get the feeling that isn't the whole deal?"
"Because there's something I want from you in addition to being my agent."
"What would that be?"
She glanced to her side to make sure no one was passing, as if she knew what I was about to say.
"I want your pussy."
She blushed immediately.
"Derek?"
I didn't hold back. "I have to know what it feels like to have my dick completely buried in your wetness, to hear how loud I can get you to scream my name when I fuck you, to know how your juices taste on my tongue when I lick you to a squirting orgasm."
She wrapped her hands around the frosty mug and squeezed. I'd noticed her wrist when we were in the SUV, but now it gleamed under the light and caught my attention again. She was wearing the bracelet, the one I'd requested her to wear during our last meeting. She wore it again tonight without me asking. She wore it for me. I reached forward and brushed my fingertips over her wrist. It was delicate, soft, the perfect size to grip between my teeth. She didn't pull away, and I didn't expect her to. She shivered from my touch instead, and her mouth opened. I could almost picture her legs spreading under the table.
"Frankie."
She hesitated, looked away from me toward the bar and down at our hands before answering.
"What?"
It came out in a whisper.
"Tell me," I insisted. "Tell me you want this too."
Her eyes glistened as she stared back at me.
5. Frankie. I could barely process what Derek had just said. No man had ever been so forward with me, telling me in detail the things he wanted to do to my body. And my body had never responded quite like this. Aside from last night, when his hands had been all over me. I thought about the desires he'd just expressed in no uncertain terms, and wondered how it would feel if he actually carried through with them. There was enough pulsing and tingling and longing running through me to make me want to reach across the table, grab his delicious face, and kiss him as hard as I could. But then what? A sexual relationship? With a client? That was counter to everything I believed in, and everything Jordan International stood for. I was reminded yet again of Reed's accusations at the gala, and how he had compared me to Julia. But I couldn't forget how, before coming to this restaurant, and after the hangover had mellowed, I had masturbated in the shower, with Derek's face staring back behind my closed lids. I couldn't explain my attraction to him, and I couldn't explain why my need for him persisted despite my fear of what would happen if I ever gave in. Thankfully, the last bit of self-control I held on to stopped me from reaching for him. I wasn't sure how long it would hold out, but I knew before I gave him an answer, I needed a few of my own. "What made you choose blue flowers for Bree?" I asked, referring to the bouquet he had sent to the office during our contract negotiations. His fingers left my wrist and came to rest on top of the table, finally allowing me to take a deep breath again.
"Will found Bree's social media profile. She listed blue as her favorite color."
"And what made you choose pink for me?" I wasn't on social media, except for the profiles Bree managed, which were all work-related. He had no way of knowing anything personal about me from an internet search. Whatever he knew beyond my professional profile, he'd either dug out of someone, or he'd known intuitively. Only his eyes moved, narrowing as his stare deepened. I hated that I couldn't get a read on him, and yet he seemed to see right into me.
"You remind me of a piece of wood I carved when I was younger."
I laughed, which was a nice relief from the throbbing that consumed my body. "I remind you of a piece of wood? How flattering."
"It was pink ivory. One of the rarest materials in the world."
Derek and I had never discussed his love for using wood in his design aesthetic, but I saw it everywhere. In his architecture, in the accents throughout his building, even in his company logo. The fact that I reminded him of something he valued that much should have been a major compliment, but it was more confusing than anything. "So you know about my relationship with Reed, obviously. He and I still work together closely, and..." Despite how long ago we'd broken up, and the way Derek was making me feel at that very moment, the memory of what happened with Reed still shook me. "I can't go there again with someone I do business with."
"I'm not asking you to."
"Then what are you asking?" I drank down the rest of my beer, hoping the waitress would notice my empty glass and bring me another. It would be something to break the tension, at least. His eyes pierced mine, and a shudder traveled past my chest to the fluttering bud between my legs. He didn't have to answer. From the look he gave me, I knew exactly what he was asking for. "Just my body." I said it more for my benefit than for his. He nodded. Bree and I had discussed Derek a few days prior to the gala, before anything had happened between us. She knew how uneasy I was about starting a relationship again, especially a heavy one. She'd told me to keep things simple. "Sex only simple. You need to sample whatever he's willing to give you, and then just keep on sampling it again and again, and again. That's something you don't pass up, like ever." He was giving me that chance, but was it a risk I was willing to take?
"Another one?"
the waitress asked, holding my glass in her hand. I hadn't realized she was standing next to our table.
"Yes,"
we both replied. She laughed. Neither of us joined her. Our eyes were fixed on one another, my steely gray to his electric blue. The need to have him was building in me, crackling along each nerve. My body pounded with desire as lust consumed me, ate at me. A craving so intense, I wasn't sure I could control it 1 minute more. It made my decision for me. But we'd ordered another round of drinks, and our meals would be arriving soon. We couldn't leave now. If I was going to make it through this dinner, I had to change the subject. I sat as tall as I could, took a deep breath, and crossed my legs. I couldn't stop the tingling between them, but I could smother it a little with my thigh at least. "Regarding timber towers," I said, watching his confusion appear as I circled back to business. "I'd like to stage one of the units as soon as it's done, and use it as a model, preferably a penthouse, so that I can show my buyers." He knew the importance of having a model. All builders knew that, and we might even have discussed it in the past. But it was the first thought that came to me.
"Would you know?"
His fingers brushed through his beard, then his hand disappeared under the table. The tiniest smile crossed his lips. It only increased my arousal. Still, I pushed on, fighting myself for control. "Absolutely. The designer who decorated your sales office has impeccable taste, but I'd like you to meet the one I use. I'll bring her by next week so she can get a feel for the space and start working up some sketches."
"If that's what you want."
"It is. It should take her about a week to get all the furnishings in." My words trailed off as I thought about his last statement. "What is it that you want?" His face betrayed no emotion.
"This."
I gasped as I felt his hand on the outside of my knee. His fingertips gently traced the top of my shin and circled up toward my inner thigh. My attention was drawn to sound at our table. I realized my eyes had been closed, and I'd been holding my breath, and the waitress was now dropping off our beers. His fingers had put me in some sort of trance, pulling me out of everything that was happening around me to focus solely on the sensation of his touch. "Control," I reminded myself. "Maintain control." I lifted the new mug from the table, took a sip, and pushed his fingers away. "As I was saying, it should take a week for the furnishings to come in, and then we can set up..." His hand was back, wedged between my knees, trying to coax them open. "Derek, I..." He leaned forward, his gaze narrowing, intensifying.
"We can either talk about your plans for decorating the model, all of which you can email to me in the morning, and most of which I'm going to say yes to anyway. Or you can open your legs and let me finger-fuck you and make you come inside this restaurant. Which do you prefer?"
My mouth opened, and nothing came out of it.
"That's what I thought."
His hand pushed a little harder, and my knees fell apart.
"Spread them farther. Now."
I didn't know how the simplicity of his fingers crawling over my pants could turn me on this much, but I could feel my wetness seeping onto my panties. It was going to leave a wet spot on the cushion beneath me, and there was nothing I could do to stop it. He undid the button and zipper of my skinny jeans as I glanced casually around the room to make sure no one was watching. The idea of those unwelcomed eyes only made me tremble with greater desire. We were in the back corner, in a dimly lit space. Our waitress was the only person who would be walking by, and her presence hadn't stopped Derek from touching me. I had a feeling nothing would stop him, not even onlookers. For all I knew, it had been part of his plan all along. I lifted my hips and wiggled the waist of my jeans down a few inches, enough for his hand to fit. His fingers ran along the lacy edge of my panties, grazing my sensitive skin as they went. I pushed back against the cushion of the booth in anticipation of where he would touch me next.
"Look at me," he demanded.
Slowly, my gaze found his face, the one that had starred in my nightly sex dreams. They were more than dreams. They were full-fledged fantasies, complete with imagined foreplay and exploration, and a build to the most overwhelming orgasm. Now it was about to happen for real. And I wanted it to. What little fight I'd had in me earlier was gone. The yearning was stronger than anything I'd felt before. "Fuck," we both said as he slipped under my panties. His mouth opened and his tongue rested flat on the inside of his lip. I wondered if he would be giving me that next, if I could handle the intensity of his licking for more than a few seconds.
"This is all I've been thinking about," he said, his fingers hovering directly over my clit. This tight, wet, delicious pussy that I need to devour.
Mine, I said, as if it were an honor to be beneath his touch.
No, Frankie. It's mine, he growled. And when something is mine, it gets all my attention. I worship it.
Derek,
do you want my attention? Do you want me to worship your sweet little cunt?
Yes. It came out on hurried breath as his thumb slid between my lips and rubbed my clit. He circled and circled, again and again, as a finger dipped inside me. My back arched as I gripped the table with both hands. His touch was even more skillful and more confident than I had expected. He knew exactly what speed to use to finger-fuck me, how deep to plunge, how fast to rotate around my bud. He had barely started, and already I could feel the build. The passion that spread through me was powerful. My eyes closed, my breathing became labored. My body was turning numb, except for the spots he was caressing. I had no idea if anyone was watching us. It didn't matter. All that existed was Derek's touch, driving me so close to the edge of pleasure.
Tell me how you feel,
he moaned. My eyes opened. I feel incredible. I could hardly form the words.
No, I need more than that, Frankie.
My name in his mouth suddenly had an entirely different effect on me. I'm so close. His fingers slowed.
Oh no, baby. You're not close at all, actually. You'll be getting much more of this before I even think about letting you come.
It was all I could do to keep breathing.
6. Derek. Her pussy constricted around my finger. Her silken wetness slipped over me with each plunge as her clit tightened under my thumb. Even with the small table limiting my movement, I was still able to reach her and watch the reactions that spread over her gorgeous face. Slowing down didn't seem to matter. I could see in her eyes how close she was. Fight it, Frankie.
I don't think I can, she whispered.
She wasn't the one in control here. I was. She wouldn't come until I wanted her to. I lifted my thumb off her clit, but kept my finger inside her. I'll stop if you don't.
No,
she gasped, her hand landing on top of mine. Please, don't stop. Panic shot through her eyes. Her pussy then started to loosen. She was fighting the orgasm, coaxing her body into an even rhythm.
Ah, that's it,
she moaned as my hand resumed. I gave her a second finger, squeezing it into that tight little hole. I could only imagine what it would feel like around my dick. The sopping wetness, the heat, the snug fit. Fuck. My cock was responding as though I could feel it, as though she were draining every bit of cum from me. I was harder than the narrow oak table that separated us. Frankie wasn't moaning to please me like some of the women I'd been with. She wasn't performing, wasn't bending or bucking like there was a camera at the end of the booth. This passion was pure. Raw. Her erotic impulses came naturally. It was one of the many layers that she'd been hiding within her tightly wound body. But that body was finally beginning to loosen, her layers separating. She couldn't have looked more beautiful while it was happening. I could feel once again how close she was to getting off. She'd fought it once. A second time would be more difficult. The waitress would be bringing our food soon, and I didn't want her, or anyone in the restaurant, to see Frankie come. I wanted that to happen without any outside intrusion, and getting her out of there meant I could really reward her, and reward myself by being able to devour her lips while she came. I'm sorry to do this, baby.
Do what?
She realized what I meant as I pulled my fingers out. Get dressed. Her slickness covered my skin. It looked so fucking good. I held my hand up to my mouth and licked every bit of her off me. She tasted better than anything that had ever been on my tongue.
Did you just lick my wetness off your fingers?
She blushed as she spoke. I smiled.
Yes, and you were delicious. She arched her ass off the seat, making room to button her pants. No one has ever told you how good you taste, have they? She shook her head. No, that's definitely a first. I suspect I'm going to be your first for many other things, too. She tilted her head back and laughed. It wasn't a sound I'd heard from her in the past. This was a nervous chuckle. She didn't know what to expect from me. I liked that. And I wasn't surprised. From the moment we'd met, I could tell she had never been with a man like me. Reed was a selfish bastard. He probably liked to fuck her in front of a mirror. Not because he liked to watch her face, but because he liked to watch his own. It wouldn't be like that with me. Our one night and one morning would be all about her. Had this been any other evening, I would have brought my hookup back to my townhouse, where I'd be busy with her until the early hours of the morning. But there would be nothing usual about my experience with Frankie, and my place in the city wasn't where I wanted to taste her. Tonight wasn't for full-on fucking anyway. It was for foreplay, for prepping, for getting her surface ready. Tomorrow, I'd begin making plans for us. I stood from the booth and reached for my wallet. I dropped several bills on the table, enough to cover our meals, drinks, and a decent tip. Then I leaned down, placing my lips next to Frankie's ear. It was time to address that sound she had made. When my cock slides into that tight ass of yours, I don't think you'll be laughing like that. The color in her flushed cheeks deepened as her breathing sped up again. I'm going to work your hole open with the tip of my tongue, then slowly fuck it with my mouth until it's wide enough for my fingers, and when I feel you're ready, when that precious ass has spread to accommodate me, I'm going to slide in the crown of my cock and watch you shimmy against it until your hips are begging to ride me. Then I'll stick two fingers into your pussy and fuck both holes until you explode. Her hand clasped mine. Her body was mostly limp and falling into me as I lifted her out of the booth. My words had hit her, maybe making a greater impact than my fingers had. When I got a chance to act out everything I'd just described, my dick would make an even bigger impact. She'd come under the pressure of me, over and over and over again. I led her through the front door of the restaurant toward a side alley, pressing her back against the brick facade. My hands rested above her head, my arms caging her. Her feet straddled mine, and I knew she was ready. She looked up at me with those big, gunmetal eyes. I hadn't been able to get her mouth off my mind. Reed had ruined my chance of taking it at the party. I wouldn't let that happen again. My lips crashed against hers in the most forceful way, my tongue probing, dancing, taking in her sweet taste. I loved watching the way her body bent with need, the way she folded into my hands as I brought them down to her hips, the way she wriggled for me to take more of her. And I did, unbuttoning the top of her pants, sliding beneath that flimsy lace and reclaiming that warm hole. Nothing but darkness concealed us. Nothing kept prying eyes from watching as I reached in and took what was mine. You're still so fucking wet. She pulled her mouth away. Shit, Derek. She moaned loudly, her hands reaching for my belt. She dug her fingers into the buckle and pulled on the strap. Clearly she didn't understand how this arrangement worked. And how could she, when this was the first time I had given her hands any freedom? What had happened at the party the previous night had been unplanned, reckless, not my usual method. Tonight was going to be different. My hand clamped her wrist over her bracelet. Not here. Her eyes widened. I think we're already here. No, we're not. I brought her hand to my mouth, took her index finger between my teeth, and flicked the end with my tongue. If I let you touch my dick, then I'm going to have to bend you over in this alley and fuck you against this wall so hard you'll end up with a concussion. I sucked on her middle finger, the taste of her skin as delicious as her mouth. Is that what you want? Getting finger-fucked in a restaurant and outside in an alley was certainly more daring than Frankie had ever been, but I assumed getting naked and full-on fucking against a brick wall was where she'd draw the line. She pulled her finger out of my mouth, drew it down my throat, and stopped at my stomach. Then she slipped it between the buttons of my shirt. Is this safe? She was now touching my skin, winding her way down my abs, circling the patch of hair that led to my dick. Safer. I took her mouth again and drove my finger as high as I could get it inside her before I curved it toward her G-spot. I stroked it each time I reached it, quickly pulling out for her to feel the sensation of the release before I dipped right back in. Oh my God, she yelled. Her hand left my stomach as her arms wrapped around my neck. I lifted one of her legs and curled it around my waist. The new position gave me more room to touch her clit. You like that? Her breath was all ragged grunts. I had no idea it could feel like this. I knew then that there were lots of things she didn't know. That knowledge made my cock even harder. Do you want to come now, Frankie? Please, she begged. I clamped my fist around her hair and pulled it back to expose the length of her neck. I smelled her skin, kissed my way to her throat. Her breathing vibrated under my lips. When you come, I want you to moan my name from the depth of your throat, drawing the sound across your tongue and through those gorgeous lips. Can you do that? Yes. Then come for me. She finally had my permission, which I could feel was all she'd been waiting for. Her pussy clenched around my finger, the muscles in her navel rippling against me. Her nails dug into my shoulders. My lips lingered on her throat, her pulse throbbing beneath me. I wanted to feel my name as it found its path out of her mouth. I glanced up to watch the pleasure as it spread across her, as her muscles tensed and tightened before her entire body went limp. It was one of the most beautiful things I had ever seen. My cock agreed, reminding me how badly I needed to be inside her, and how hard I was going to take her when I finally had the chance. She trembled for a few seconds. Then her shoulders straightened, and she leaned back against the brick, gazing into my eyes. That was more. She took a breath. I don't know how else to describe it, but it was just more. Imagine how much more it'll be the next time I'm inside you, when there's more than just my fingers making you moan. She looks confused. There'll be a next time? Oh, yes. I traced her bottom lip with my wet thumb, her juices glimmering all over it. I pulled it into my mouth and sucked it off. This may have felt like something, but believe me, it was nothing. She laughed softly. Then I can only imagine what everything will be like. She wouldn't have to wait for long.
7. Frankie. I climbed into Derek's SUV and wrapped the seatbelt around me. I'd been in here at the beginning of the evening, with a very different feeling running through me. Whatever tension I had felt earlier had been relieved, my body satiated in a way I'd never quite experienced before. My smell was still on his fingers. I could still taste him in my mouth. I no longer had to close my eyes to imagine what his touch would feel like. It was a memory I would never forget.
Is your car at your office?
He asked, starting the engine. No. His eyes slid toward me.
Can I take you home then?
I was fully dressed, my jeans buttoned, my jacket belted around me, but I had never felt more naked than I did at that moment. Derek Block, my client, knew I was fully waxed, how my lips moved when I kissed, what my face looked like when I had an orgasm. He'd felt me from the inside. Was that okay? Or had I made the biggest mistake of my life? It was all I could do to nod. That would be great. Thanks. Do you need my address?
I will in a minute.
He shifted into reverse and put his arm over the back of my seat, turning to face me as his eyes aimed through the rear window. The nearness of him sent me another whiff of his scent, cedar and woods, with a hint of musk, aromas that were becoming achingly familiar.
You look like you want me inside your pussy again.
I didn't answer him. I just blinked, realizing I was gazing at him as intently as he was staring at me. He was right. I did want him again. But I wanted more of him this time, for him to be as exposed and naked and vulnerable as me. And I wanted to know what he was thinking. As much control as he'd exerted over the situation, I knew his thoughts couldn't have been as jumbled and scattered as mine. We pulled out of the parking spot and were now on the street, blocking in a row of parked cars to the side of us and holding up the line of traffic behind us. Someone honked, but Derek stayed where he was and turned on his turn signal.
Don't let your head go there, Frankie.
I had no idea what he was talking about. He reached for my cheek, his hand holding my skin tighter than I was used to.
What played out in that office last night happened the way it was supposed to.
And what about tonight?
Tonight was fucking perfect. You know that.
He ran his thumb across my lips.
The only way it could have been better is if I'd been able to use my tongue on you, too.
He had so much control over my mind, and had from the moment we'd met. It made me uneasy. I would never have agreed to a dinner meeting, only to have an outcome like this. So far from professional. And I certainly wouldn't have taken a risk that could be so detrimental to my future. It may have been a long time since I'd held any control in my personal life, but I'd always been able to steer professionally. Or I had, at least, until I'd met Derek. If I ruined this deal because an orgasm with him became more important than his contract, I wouldn't just be disappointed in myself, but it would also ruin my father's faith in me. There was only one way I would feel better about this. I needed Derek's assurance about where we were headed. At this point, I had nothing to lose by asking for it. I'll breathe a lot easier if you tell me that whatever happens between us won't affect our business together.
That's what you're worried about, gorgeous?
I could already feel things shifting in the way he referred to me, if nothing else. Timber Towers means a lot to me and my company. I want to be the one who represents your building, Derek. No one else can give it what I can. I was interrupted by the honking cars behind us, but his expression encouraged me to ignore them and keep going. But you haven't signed the contract yet, and now that we've... I stopped short of saying cross the line. I had no idea what our boundaries would be now anyway. He leaned forward and covered my mouth with his, pulled my bottom lip between his teeth. His tongue followed, circling mine several times before he broke free.
It's all yours. I promise. Nothing will change that.
I smiled, though it was from more than just his promise. Thank you. I feel much better.
I can tell.
His thumb stretched my lips back into a smile.
What I'm going to do to that fucking mouth.
The headlights from the passing cars illuminated his face, his beard, and flashed the intensity of his electric blue stare. He was a foot away, but I could still feel his whiskers on my skin. Then do it, I said, realizing we were still holding up traffic. But that was a detail I no longer cared about. I'm not stopping you. His thumb released my lip, the tip finding its way into my mouth. I licked around his nail. Then I kissed it.
You'd better give me that address now.
I smiled. I lived 2 blocks west of Timber Towers. He flipped on his turn signal, shifted into drive, and moved along with the traffic.
2 blocks west, he repeated. I didn't know you lived in the Back Bay.
It's my favorite part of Boston.
Really?
In a city that constantly screams, the Back Bay is a calming inhale and a reassuring exhale. It's the gloss that makes Boston shine. He glanced at me when we hit the red light. His eyes were impossible to read.
I couldn't agree more.
Did you ever question whether you were building timber towers in the right location? He shrugged.
When we scout, it's mostly based on financials. It has to be. But I have to get a feeling from the location to know it's the right place to build. That spot haunted me from the minute I saw it. Shit, it still does. It feels nothing like home, but it's a place that can really handle my vision.
And where is home, exactly? His back straightened, his fingers grinded against the steering wheel. It appeared that business questions came much easier than personal ones. I could relate.
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth was a coastal town in New Hampshire, an hour outside of Boston. You're driving all the way back there tonight?
No.
He glanced in his rearview mirror.
I have a place here, too.
In the Back Bay?
Not far from it.
I waited for him to elaborate, but he didn't. Maybe discussing where he lived was too intrusive. It seemed a bit ridiculous, considering his fingers had been inside me. I didn't think things could get more intrusive than that. Regardless, he wasn't willing to discuss it, and I had to respect that. Take a right here, I said. We'll go in the back way to avoid the light. He turned the corner and I pointed to a narrow path up ahead. Follow that until you reach the front. You can pull up right outside the lobby. He followed the thin driveway as I'd instructed, and headed toward the double doors. When he began to slow down, I unclasped my seatbelt and grabbed my bag. The doorman met us and reached for the passenger side handle. I held up my finger, signaling him to give me a minute. I wasn't sure what the protocol was when it came to a physical relationship, or how things were supposed to work between us. But I knew I wasn't ready to say goodnight to Derek. So, are you going to come up? A warm smile spread over his lips, which made me bite mine. His beard was tempting me. I felt the roughness of it on my skin for the first time tonight, and I wanted more of it. In fact, I wanted to feel it on the rest of my body, and his hands, his mouth. I was so aroused thinking about it, and getting even wetter under his gaze. A buzzing broke his focus. He grabbed his phone as the screen lit up with a text message. I watched his face while he read it.
Something's come up, he said,
dropping the phone into the console.
But I'll take you up on that offer soon.
Whatever he'd seen had changed the path of our evening from a possible continuation to a definite goodbye, all because of a text message. It could have been business, or it could have been personal. I would never know either way. So why did the abrupt halt bother me so much? I had no claim over Derek, no commitment to him. But after what had happened in that restaurant and alley, I was filled with a desire to feel more. And I didn't want him to go. I nodded. Sure. I popped the handle and felt his fingers on my shoulder. I turned around to face him.
Good night, Frankie.
Thanks for dinner. Or drinks, rather. My gaze wouldn't leave his mouth. And for everything else.
We'll do it again. Real soon.
He didn't lean in or pull me toward him. He'd controlled the entire evening. He had even defined how much of his body I could touch. If he wanted to kiss me, he would have done it already. So I said, "Good night, Derek," and I signaled for the doorman. He helped me out of the SUV and shut the door behind me. Then I thanked him for his assistance and walked with him toward the lobby, where he opened a second door for me. Once I was inside my condo, I draped my purse and jacket across the back of the couch and poured myself a glass of wine. I weaved around the furniture and stopped at the wall of windows, sipping my drink as I looked down at the street. The only lights on were the pendants that hung in the kitchen, allowing for the city lights to naturally brighten the living space. What I saw out my window was the calm, refreshing breath of the Back Bay that I'd described to Derek. But what I felt was a steady moan coming from within me. I'd done something tonight that I hadn't done since before my relationship with Reed. I didn't feel regret or shame. Not like I had when Reed walked in on us at the gala. It was impossible to feel that when I was still filled with so much pleasure. Pleasure in every part of my body. And I felt sexier in my own skin than I ever had. All of that could change in the morning. The regret, the shame trickling in, and making me wish I hadn't conceded to Derek's demands. But for now, in this moment, I wanted to enjoy what was spreading through me. My phone buzzed from the other side of the room. I hadn't checked it all evening. I walked quickly to the couch where it sat inside my purse, hoping it was Derek calling to tell me he'd changed his mind. It was a text from Bree. If you're still with him, go into the bathroom and call me. I need details. When I had uninvited her to dinner, she believed Derek wanted us to be alone so something could happen. She would never have judged me for my decision to just go with it. She'd cheer about it instead. She was my wild side, the one who tried to get me to step outside the box and to break free from my father's conservative shadow. Still, I wasn't ready to admit to her that something had happened, or to share those details just yet. I wanted to keep them to myself for as long as I could. Me. I'm home. Bree. I'm calling you. Me. I'm getting into the bath. I'll call you when I get out. Bree. Feeling dirty? Me. Oh, God. Bree. So you have been dirty. I love it. Me. Eye roll. Bree. Mm-hmm. Talk to you soon, naughty girl.
8. Derek. All of her terms are defined exactly the way you wanted, Will said, placing a folder on my desk. I opened it and found Frankie's contract inside. The attorney wanted 2 weeks to review it. I told him he had 72 hours. And he listened? He sat in the chair across from me. I offered to pay him double. He was more than happy to oblige. Smart move. According to the attorney's notes, Frankie's contract was pretty standard, as were the terms she had requested. I would award her closing bonuses depending on how quickly she sold the units. Those figures weren't listed on the contract. They would come as a surprise. Like my fingers slipping inside her last night. Her pussy was the only thing I had thought about since. Even while I'd been at Hayden's, listening as she pressed on about befriending one of Randy's foremen, it was the only thing on my mind. The warmth of that tight hole, the way it had curved and clutched my finger, how fucking wet she had gotten. If Hayden hadn't sent that text, asking me to come over seconds after Frankie had invited me up, I probably would have gone to Frankie's. And I would have touched her pussy again. And once I got her naked, I wouldn't have been able to stop from putting my dick in her, too. Then my whole plan would have gone to shit. But the longer I waited, the more I wanted her. She was turning out to be more than just a distraction. I glanced at the contract and read the attorney's final notes. "Did you get a chance to look it over?" I asked Will. "I did. Looks good to me." "Yeah, me too." I grabbed a pen and initialed the bottom of each page, then signed and printed my name on the last sheet and placed it all back in the folder. "Have a messenger bring these to Frankie's office. I want her to be the one who signs for them." "Got it. I'll check in with Bree." He walked to the doorway and turned around. "What about the item you had me pick up this morning?" "Have it delivered with the contract, but in a separate box. Make sure this note is included." I found a pad on my desk and wrote a few words across the middle of the page, ripped it off and handed it to him. He read the note, a smile spreading across his face. "I really need to step up my game. You'd think after all these years I've been working for you I would have learned something about women by now." "Don't be so hard on yourself. You're a good man." He stuck the note in the folder. "I've got to give it to you. I didn't see that one coming."
I glanced at my computer screen, thinking about the email I had to send. Frankie surprised me, too. Does Hayden know? Shit, no. I could only imagine my sister's expression if I told her I was going to fuck my realtor. She'd been burned pretty hard, and now she hated one-night stands, and hated even more that her brother didn't engage in anything but. She needed to feel loved and comforted by the men she slept with. But I knew what happened when I gave someone my heart, and I would never let myself feel that kind of pain again. And Hayden isn't going to find out about it either. He put his hands in the air and laughed. She's not going to hear it from me. Never thought she would. Now go make Frankie smile for me. He walked out and I pulled up a blank email and started typing. From Block, comma Derek, to Jordan, comma Frankie. Sent April 22nd, 11:51 a.m. Subject, my fingers, dot, dot, dot. I can still smell you. I scrolled through my inbox and found several emails from Julia Hayes. I'd purposely taken a cab home from the party in case she had tried to blow me in the limo. I hadn't spoken to her since. She'd be hearing about my partnership with Frankie very soon. Once Jordan International processed the contract, they would send out a press release to announce our collaboration. I wanted Julia to hear the news from my team before she read it. Will, I said into my intercom. I'm here, what's up? Can you have one of the assistants send Julia a bouquet with a handwritten note to let her know the choice has been made? No problem. I'll make sure the rejection doesn't gain us an enemy. I laughed. Good man. I glanced back at my screen. Frankie had replied. From Jordan, comma Frankie, to Block, comma Derek. Sent April 22nd, 11:55 a.m. Subject, hand washing, dot, dot, dot. I wish I could say the same. From Block, comma Derek, to Jordan, comma Frankie. Sent April 22nd, 11:56 a.m. Subject, soon, baby. I'll make sure you're covered in me. From Jordan, comma Frankie to Block, comma Derek. Sent April 22nd, 11:57 a.m. Subject, covered, question mark? You're turning me into quite the student, Mr. Block. New experiences every day. Hey, Derek, Will said through my intercom. Frankie's in the office. I'll make sure the package is delivered in the next hour. I smiled as I looked at my screen. Thanks for letting me know. From Block, comma Derek, to Jordan, comma Frankie. Sent April 22nd, 11:58 a.m. Subject, yes, period. Covered, period. Keep calling me Mr. Block, and I'll come to your office right now and lick your pussy from underneath your desk. We'll see then how well the student can keep it together in front of all her peers. From Jordan, comma Frankie to Block, comma Derek, sent April 22nd, 11:59 a.m. Subject, your tongue. How do you know I'm at my desk? From Block, comma Derek to Jordan, comma Frankie, sent April 22nd, 12:01 p.m. Subject, yes, period, my tongue, period. I'm a good guesser.
9. Frankie. I was staring at Derek's email when Bree walked into my office, accompanied by a messenger with a box in his hands. I didn't know how long I'd been staring at those words, but I was far more turned on than I should have been. There were so many things I needed to do today, starting with planning the brokers open and chatting with my stager and checking the status on my other clients. But all I could do was think about Derek. His eyes, his mouth, his body, his fingers. I was losing focus. It's for you, Bree said, pointing at the package. And only you can sign for it. I scribbled my name across his tablet and took the box out of his hands. It was twice the size of a shipping envelope, much thicker, too. I checked for a return address and lettering on the box. There was none. Just the standard cardboard and packaging tape. Who's it from? She asked as he left, taking a seat in one of the chairs on the other side of my desk. I don't know, Oh, I think you do. I looked away from her know-all grin, cut through the tape and opened the side flap. Inside was a folder, along with a smaller box wrapped in shiny paper, with a lace and satin bow. I placed both on my desk. Then I slowly lifted the top of the folder. Bree leaned forward to get a better look at the stack of papers inside. Just when I thought Derek Block couldn't be any more perfect, he proves me wrong again. I'd thought the same last night when I was coming on his hand. Remembering it made me blush. Lying on my desk was my contract, signed and initialed by Derek. He'd agreed to all my terms and hadn't tried to negotiate. I was surprised. What I'd asked for wasn't unreasonable. I'd kept my percentages conservative because I wanted him as a long-term client. But he was in business to negotiate. In addition to my rates, he'd also committed to a 1-year exclusive agreement. He gave you everything you asked for, didn't he? I scanned my list of terms once again to make sure I hadn't missed anything. His black initials were next to each one. I looked up and met Bree's misty blue eyes. Yes, he did. Why do you think he did that? I shrugged. My requests were practical. I usually ask for at least a point more. I think he has an ulterior motive. You do? Yes. But before I explain it to you, I want to see what's inside the box. So did I. I untied the bow and lifted the sides of the wrapping paper. The box was larger than something that would hold jewelry, but too small to accommodate a whole outfit. I gripped the cardboard and wiggled the top off. Oh, God, I whispered. Lying in a mound of light pink tissue paper was a pair of panties, black lace and satin, similar to the decorative bow and full of ornate detail. Thin straps connected the sides with minimal coverage in the back. Just like I thought, she said. I slowly glanced at her, knowing my face had turned even redder. That bearded beauty has got some excellent taste. I took a breath. I'm not even sure what to say. She chuckled. That's a way better present than what we usually get. Bree, aren't you tired of those restaurant gift cards? I am. My ass is, too. There was a note on the bottom of the tissue paper. I covered it with the panties and placed the box on the side of my desk, far away from Bree. She'd seen enough. She didn't need to see what was on the note, too. I'm tired of gift cards, sure, but what girl doesn't want something sexy that a stunner like Derek Block picked out? He was thinking of your hot ass when he chose those. You should feel flattered. I pointed at the box. You think he agreed to my terms because he wants to get inside my panties? Guys like Derek start with a physical attraction because it's easy for them. Everything about them is sexy. Their bodies, their words, their thoughts. And no offense, Frankie, but you need some sexy in your life. Derek had said he wanted things to be physical and nothing more. Maybe Bree had a point. His building is my priority, I said, for her benefit and mine. For now it is. But I promise, once you get a taste of that, your priorities are going to change. She stood from her chair, a confident grin on her face. And I'm all for it. You're a bad influence. Absolutely. She laughed. I'm also the voice you need to hear in your head the next time you're having dinner with him. She didn't know what had actually happened between us. I had called after my bath to appease her, but I kept the details to myself and only admitted to some heavy flirting. I'll keep that in mind, I said. Frankie, it's going to move past the physical. This is only the beginning, so get ready. I shook my head. No, I don't think it will. He didn't sign your contract just because he wants to get in your pants. He's gorgeous. He could get in any woman's pants. He's giving you his entire building. Exclusively. That's way too much of an investment for a quick bag and bail. He wants more. I know this is a lot for you to take in. She moved to the doorway. But just think about it. Because I'm right. She was smiling as she left the room. Once I heard her on the phone and knew she was too occupied to pop back in, I quietly opened the box again and took out the note. Since you soaked through your last pair, don't wear them today or tomorrow. Wear them when I tell you to. D. A familiar pulsing began to throb between my legs again, reminding me of the way Derek's fingers had curved inside me, the way he had rubbed my clit, and how the combination of the two had caused me to shudder. I had to stop. I couldn't let his thought-provoking lingerie prevent me from functioning all day, or allow it to send me home and into the shower, where I could enjoy the sensation of my fingers under a hot stream. I had a full schedule with no room to cancel any of my appointments, especially the one with my friend Anna. I had 45 minutes until I was due at her apartment. With traffic and a stop at my favorite bakery, it meant I had to leave now. It also meant I would have to thank Derek from the car. I locked the panties inside one of the drawers and grabbed my coat and purse on the way out. I reached Bree's desk and saw that her grin hadn't faded at all. I ignored it. I wasn't going there again. I'm headed to Anna's if you need me.
This early?
There's going to be traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I tied the belt of my jacket around my waist and readjusted my purse.
What does that mean? Leaving so early gives you time to properly thank your admirer. Well, maybe not all the way properly, but enough to remind him why he sent you those panties.
Does your mind always go there?
Yes, and yours really should too.
I rolled my eyes, although it wasn't needed. Bree could see right through me. Text me if any more packages come in.
Will do, boss lady.
Once I was in the back seat of the SUV with Norm driving toward the carrot cake, I took out my phone to send Derek a text. Our exchanges had only taken place through email. I hoped he wouldn't mind the change. Me. I'm wet just looking at them. Not more than a few seconds had passed before he replied. Apparently, he was as quick with text messages as he was with email. Derek. That was the point. Me. I was talking about your signature and initials on my contract. Derek. No, you weren't. Me. Thank you for the panties. I should have said that first. Derek. Hearing how wet you are took care of that. Me. Too bad you didn't send them in the evening, because now I'll be wet all day. Derek. That was the point, too.
Cookies?
Anna asked as I walked through the door to her apartment. I held up the clear plastic container for her to observe.
Chocolate fudge-covered brownies. Even better.
As I moved through the kitchen, I noticed the table was covered in skeins of yarn, all in different pastel colors.
A baby blanket? It's for my neighbor's daughter. She's due in a few weeks.
In the 13 years I'd known her, she was always knitting something. She made clothes, mittens, hats, and blankets. I'd never tried it myself and knew little about it, but I could tell the quantity of yarn she had on the table was enough to make more than one blanket.
Is she having triplets? Oh, good Lord, no.
She waved me closer.
Stop dilly-dallying and get your tush over here.
I smiled as I approached her. She wrapped her arms around me, and I took a deep breath of her cherry blossom scent.
Missed you, doll.
Missed you, too. I squeezed, not too hard to hurt her fragile frame, but enough to show her the sincerity of my words. I rested my chin on the top of her head, her white hive of hair tickling my skin. She finally released me, and I walked over to the coffee table, where two plates, forks, and napkins awaited. I set one brownie on her plate and two on mine.
Your dad's trip to Croatia went well, I assume, she asked as she sat on the chair across from me.
You know how he is. I took a seat on the couch, immediately feeling the springs as they poked into the cushion. When I asked him, he said it was fine. He did come back with a nice tan, though.